Let us open the Bible to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. Let's read from verse 18 to the end. Can we read it together in unison?
一二三.
It's how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophets. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父, 我们实在感谢, 赞美你。
Father, we truly praise and thank you.
我们是何等有福气的人。
How blessed we are.
我们可以常常在诗歌中来敬拜你。
That we can always come and worship you in our hymns.
我们可以在祷告中敬拜你。
That we can worship you through our prayers.
我们也可以在思想你话语的时候来敬拜你。
And in our thoughts and our mind and our words, we can come and worship you.
但愿我们坐在你脚前的时候,
As we sit before your feet,
你能够向我们扬脸对我们施恩,
May you turn to us and give your grace to us.
求你把你的话向我们解开,
May you reveal your words unto us.
好让我们这些愚顽的人得知智慧,
So that us being foolish may receive wisdom.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
And we pray this in our precious Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
The birth of our Lord Christ, Jesus Christ, was recorded here.
这是一个很有趣的一段记载。
This is a very interesting record.
虽然我们对着当时的风俗不是那么了解。
Although we're not too familiar with the traditions and the customs of the time.
所以有的时候我们读这样子的圣经会 用现代的眼光
Perhaps when we read a passage such as this, that we use today's perspective to view something that happened 2,000 years ago.
他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。
His mother Mary was already pledged to be married to Joseph.
这句话如果用我们现代的话来讲，就是 玛利亚已经跟约瑟订婚了。
So in today's terminology, it would be Mary is already engaged to Joseph.
是吧?
Is that correct?
但是我们现在的观念 跟当时的观念是非常不同。
But our concept today is very different from that of 2,000 years ago.
现在订婚了, 不表示一定会结婚的。
So today, when you're engaged to someone, doesn't mean you will for surely be married to that person.
我过去10年里面,
In the last 10 years,
我有两次要去主持婚礼。
There's twice that I went to go was to be a host, be at a ceremony. Was to preside over a ceremony.
结果在婚礼的前一个礼拜,
But a week before the ceremony,
我接到电话,
I got a phone call.
说叔叔你不用来了。
I said, Uncle, you don't need to come anymore.
我说为什么?
And I said, why?
我们不结了。
He says, we decided to call it off.
2000年前在犹太人中间,
2000 years ago among the Jews,
订婚不是开玩笑的事,
to be engaged is not something people joked around about.
如果两个订婚的人,
if two people who were engaged
说要拜拜,
decided to call it off,
他们必须走正式离婚的手续。
They need to follow certain proper procedures for this divorce.
这样听懂吗?
Do you understand?
订婚跟结婚,
to be engaged and to marry,
在当时的风俗中,
according to the traditions of the time,
唯一的差别,
the only difference,
就是还没有圆房,
and the only difference is that there has not been a union.
那个年代,
at that time, in those times,
人订了婚以后,
when someone is pledged or engaged,
是非常的忙碌的,
they're very busy.
因为那个年代,
because in those times,
要结婚很麻烦,
there's a lot of things you need to do. It's very difficult to get married.
第一,住是问题。
First is what's problematic is where do you live?
因为一般人的房子都很小,
because the people of the time, they have very small living spaces.
如果儿子要娶媳妇,
if a son is getting married,
最省钱,
the cheapest way to do this, the best way to save money,
也要加盖一个房间出来,
they still need to build a separate room.
那如果要多花一点钱,
and if they want to spend a little bit more money,
还要给他自己盖一栋,
perhaps it will build a house for the son.
那个年代,
so in those times,
在农村,
it's in the villages.
那是耶稣他们那些人住的地方,
that's where Jesus and his people lived.
找不到建筑公司啊,
there is no construction company.
要盖房子谁盖?
If you needed to build a house, who does the building?
啊, 谁盖?
Who does the building?
自己盖, 听懂了吗?
You need to build it yourself.
男的要盖房子,
so the man needs to build a house. How is he busy or not?
那女的没事是吧?
What about the woman? What does she need to do? Is she?
很多事物,
there are lots and lots of things for her to do as well.
每一样事情都要自己一针一线啊,
everything they need to do by hand.
因为那个年代你买不到现成的啊,
because you cannot purchase, go about and purchase what you need.
两个人订婚以后,
when two people are engaged,
是忙得天昏地暗啊,
they're so busy that they have no time.
太多的事情要做,
there are too many things that they need to do.
每一样都要自己来的,
and everything needed to be done by themselves.
如果家里的妈妈姑姑阿姨多一点,
so if they have more aunts and mothers and family, aunties and family members,
那还有人帮你一点,
and then there's some people who can help you.
要不然你就累死了,
otherwise, you know, it's just a lot of work.
哎, 人忙心情好, 有没有关系啊?
Is there a relationship between how busy you are and how happy you are?
最可怕的就是心情不好的时候还要忙, 对不对啊?
The worst case is when you're upset and you still have to be so busy.
我假设约瑟跟玛利亚,
I hypothesize that if Joseph and Mary,
是很开心的忙,
that they were very joyful in their busyness.
忙得开心啊,
and they were joyful and busy.
哎呀, 赶快啊,
and that they're in a hurry to get married.
赶快把这些做好啊,
and they're in a hurry to finish all of these things.
就可以结婚啊,
so then they can go ahead and be married.
就可以住在一起咯,
and then they can live together.
突然之间,
all of a sudden,
玛利亚怀孕了,
Mary got pregnant.
这是个麻烦事,
this is a problem.
不像现在啊,
it's not like today.
现在没有结婚怀孕不稀奇嘛,
and today is not too, it's not uncommon for you to be pregnant before you're married.
我念小学的时候,
when I was in grade school,
六年级,
sixth grade,
我到现在都记得,
I remember clearly even today.
有一天我们班上的同学
One day there was a classmate of mine.
说今天我们都讲好了放学不回家。
And today all of us has agreed that after class we're not going home.
我说为什么
And I said why?
因为我们放学以后我们要翻过一个山头到另外一个村庄去
Because after school we're going to climb over this hill and go to the other side to another village
我说走那么远的路干什么到那个村庄去干什么
And I said why are we going all the way to another village for what
他说那个村庄有件很稀奇的事情哦
He said in that village something very interesting and very uncommon happened
我什么事啊
And I said why? And I asked why?
有一个女的没有结婚就怀孕了
And he said a girl who's not even married and she got pregnant
我们都啊
And we're like what?
还有这种事啊
They had such things happened
我们全校都去了
And the entire school went
我小学六年级就很稀奇了
When I was sixth grade and that was already a very special, interesting event.
在耶稣他的那个年代
Can you imagine in Jesus' time?
那可是不得了的事
That is something that is just unheard of.
怎么可有这种事呢
How could something like this possibly happen?
玛利亚怎么怀孕呢
How did Mary get pregnant?
圣经怎么说
What did the Bible tell us?
圣灵让她怀孕的。
And she was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
这个中文圣经啊。
In the Chinese Bible.
因为很多的时候在翻译上是非常的文雅。
In the Chinese Bible, it's very elegant in how they translate.
所以有的时候我们去读的时候都常常会忽略了它那个重点。
Well, oftentimes when we read it, we often miss the importance, the significance.
说圣灵让她怀孕。
It says that the Holy Spirit caused her to conceive.
她那个背后最重要的意思是什么
？What is the most significant meaning behind that?
那就是在她的身上发生了一件极大的神迹。
And it is as an amazing miracle happened in her, on her body.
一个处女。
A virgin.
没有跟任何的男人有性关系。
And never had any relation with any man.
突然之间怀孕了。
All of a sudden, became pregnant.
那你信这种事吗
Do you believe something like this ever happened?
想一想。
Think about it.
这玛利亚遇见了天使的时候。
When Mary, came face to face with the angel.
天使说蒙大恩的女子啊。
For the angel said to her, "Blessed, for you are blessed among women."
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
那你如果读到那节圣经，我不知道你是怎么反应的。
If you read that passage, I don't know what your response to that is.
今天很多人。
But today, many people.
特别是一些还没有信耶稣的人。
Especially people who are not Christians.
常常傻里傻气的讲一些话。
They often foolishly say some word, certain words.
哎呀，我如果看见上帝的，那我是一定信的了。
And say, if I see God today, then for surely I will trust in Him.
你实在不知道你在说什么。
You don't know what you're talking about.
你如果看到上帝了
，If you see God,
你已经没办法信了。
You will not have the opportunity or could trust believe in Him anymore.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
你当你碰到他的时候，你所有的分子原子全都分解了。
Because when you see God face to face, your entire body, all the atoms in your body, they would have separated.
任何一个人站在一个爆炸的核弹面前，他还能够做什么事？
What can a person do when he stands before an exploding nuclear bomb?
上帝的能量
The power of God.
比世界上所有的核弹加起来一个时间爆炸的能量还要大。
Far surpasses all the nuclear bombs together, put together and exploded at the same time. It's far greater than that.
这么大的一个能量
This such tremendous power.
你要看一下
If we wanted to see.
你太可怜了
You're so too pitiful.
因为你连怎么死的都不知道
Because you would not even know how you perished.
坦白跟你讲
be frank with you.
不要说看上帝了,
never mind God.
今天如果你真的碰到个天使,
today, if you came face to face with an angel, you'd be scared to death.
同意吧?
Do you agree?
哦,天哪,哎呦,看到天使高兴,真的高兴啊?
If you see an angel, you'd be happy. Would you truly be happy?
玛利亚是吓得半死的,
Mary was fearful.
天使告诉她不要怕,
the angel said to her, do not be afraid.
然后天使告诉她说,你要发生一件事,
and the angel said to her, this will happen to you.
你要怀孕生子,
for you shall be with child and have a son.
玛利亚说,怎么会有这种事?
And Mary said, how could something like this happen?
我根本还没有跟任何一个男人在一起啊。
I'm still a virgin, yeah.
上帝说,我叫你发生了就发生了。
And God says, if I want it to happen, it shall be.
玛利亚那天回家,你想她是信还是不信?
When Mary returned home, do you think she believed or not?
我猜哈,
let me take a guess here.
因为圣经没有讲,
because the Bible didn't say this. I think she probably half believed.
从信的这角度看,
from the believe aspect. Because for the Bible truly tells us.
玛利亚说,
she says, if it's so, then may his will be on my life as it is.
好像他信啊,
for it sounds like she believed.
但从另外一个角度讲,
but from a different aspect.
我啥事也没干啊,
but I didn't do anything.
然后回家就怀孕了,
and then all of a sudden I became pregnant when I got home.
我想心里一定有很大的疑惑,
and I think there's a lot of doubt in her mind.
我是不是看到幻觉啊?
Did I see a vision?
Hallucination. 我是不是做梦啊?
Was I dreaming?
但是一个月过了,
but a month later.
两个月过了,
2 months later.
请问你玛利亚知不知道她怀孕?
Let me ask you, does she know when she's pregnant?
啊?
Would she know?
一个女人如果你真的怀孕了, 你会不知道啊?
If you truly pregnant, how could a woman not know?
这玛利亚第一个发现月经不来了。
And first of all, she found that she's skipped her period.
那我不知道她会不会吐哦。
I don't know if she would throw up in the morning.
我不知道她会不会觉得很累哦。
I don't know if she felt very tired.
反正她一定是知道她怀孕了。
But for surely she must have known that she was pregnant.
那她怀孕了,她要不要告诉Joseph?
Now when she's pregnant, did she need to tell Joseph?
应该吧。
She should.
她跑去找Joseph。
She went and found Joseph.
Joseph 忙得很呢。
And Joseph was very busy.
啊,可能在装窗子哦。
Perhaps he was putting up windows.
可能在订床啊,
or maybe putting the bed together.
哇,一看到玛利亚来,
and all of a sudden he sees her.
哦,很开心啊,
and he was so happy.
Yes, honey.
And he says, yes, honey.
然后他说,
and she says, I have something to tell you.
什么事?
And he asks, what's wrong?
Or, 我,
and she says, you know.
我,
你怎么了? And he says, what happened? What tell me what's wrong.
我有了。
I'm pregnant.
你有什么?
Oh, I have. What do you have?
我有baby了。
I have a baby.
约瑟斯要不要昏倒?
Was Joseph going to pass out right then and there?
因为约瑟的第一个反应是, I didn't do it.
And the first thing, his reaction was, it's not me.
对吧?
Is that right?
然后第二个反应是什么?
And what is his second reaction?
你怎么可以怀孕呢?
How could you be pregnant?
是谁干的?
And who did this to you?
玛利亚说, God.
And she says, God.
你是约瑟,你信不信?
If you're Joseph, would you believe her?
哦,我这么好骗啊?
I'm so stupid.
你干坏事,然后告诉我,God叫你怀孕啊?
That you've done such a thing and you tell me that God caused you to conceive.
难怪约瑟难痛苦啊?
And no, it's no wonder that you suffer.
我们今天读的圣经告诉我们,
the Bible we read today tells us,
耶稣是个好人啊。
Joseph was a righteous man.
他真的是一个好人啊。
He was truly a righteous man.
我问我们那边的年轻人。
When I asked the youth, in my gathering,
我说有天你未婚妻告诉你我有了。
One day you're engaged, someone who's your fiance tells you, I'm with child.
然后你知道你没碰过他。
And you know that it's not you.
我问我们的年轻人你会干什么。
And I ask, what would you do?
十个有十个。
10 out of 10.
都说宰了他。
I would divorce her. I would
kill
her. I would kill her.
约瑟真的很好哎。
Joseph was a good man.
约瑟受不了。
Joseph could not withstand.
所以约瑟就想暗暗的把她休了。
So he wanted to divorce her in secret.
因为他不相信是上帝让她怀孕。
Because he didn't believe that it was God who caused her to be with child.
那这里你看到约瑟有一个很美的
Here you see something that's very beautiful about Joseph.
是他思念这个事。
But he continued to meditate upon this incident, this thing.
一个人最容易做出错误的决定，常常都是在你情绪很不稳定的时候。
The easiest time for us to make the biggest mistake is when we are bounded by, when we're following our emotions.
Our emotion is not stable.
When our emotions are not stable.
我常常提醒我自己。
I often remind myself.
我也提醒我们的同工。
And I also remind my co-workers.
当你很 high 的时候。
When you're very high.
这个 high 可能是发脾气对不对。
Or perhaps when you're angry, furious.
也可能是你很生气啊。
Or when you're just angry.
或者是你觉得你对别人错。
Or when you've been wronged by someone.
或者你觉得别人怎么这么笨呢、啊、
？Or you feel that why is someone so foolish？
这么清楚你看不见吗
？That this is something so simple, but how could you not see？
当你情绪很激动的时候
，When your emotion is very unstable，
千万不要做决定。
Don't make decisions，
因为常常那个时候做的决定都是错的。
Because oftentimes the rash decisions you make will be wrong。
约瑟如果那个时候一冲动就干了任何的傻事
，If Joseph at the time was rash and did something wrong，
你想他是不是要永远后悔
？Do you think perhaps he would regret it forever？
中国人有句老话
，Chinese is old proverb，
说三思而后行。
Think three times before you do something。
约瑟他懂这个道理
，And Joseph understood this，
所以他在思念。
So he thought about it.
神也怜悯他。
God was also gracious to him.
就派个天使跟他说话。
So God sent an angel to speak to him.
告诉他说别担心啦。
And he says, don't worry.
你老婆真的没干坏事。
And she didn't do anything wrong.
就把你老婆娶过来吧。
Take her, marry her.
有没有注意到天使怎么称呼玛利亚？
Do you remember how the angel addressed Mary?
在第二十节
，verse 20，
他说：“只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。”
He says, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife."
看见没有？约瑟听话不听话？
Was Joseph obedient?
听话不听话
？Was he obedient?
听话哦。
He's obedient.
换着你，你不一定会听哦。
Maybe in your case, you would not be so obedient.
约瑟听话。
But Joseph was obedient.
约瑟因为听话。
Because he was obedient.
约瑟的生命。
His life.
就变得很有价值，对吧
？Became very valuable. Very meaningful.
你我的人生。
You and I, our lives.
听不听神的话。
Whether we listen to God or not,
就决定了我们的人生有没有价值。
We'll decide how meaningful our life is.
天使告诉约瑟
，The angel tells Joseph,
说他要生个儿子。
And the angel says that she will give birth to a son.
你要给他起名叫耶稣,
and you should call him Jesus.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
For he shall deliver his people from sin.
这里有一个非常重要的事情是每一个基督徒一定要牢牢记住的。
There is something that is extremely important here that every Christian needs to remember.
是耶稣到地上来,
that it is that when Jesus came to earth,
他最重要的服事,
his biggest service,
就是要把我们从罪恶中拯救出来,
is to save us, to deliver us from our sins.
请问各位,
let me ask you,
你信主到现在,
Since you've started trusting in Him till now,
耶稣有没有帮过你忙?
Has Jesus helped you?
有没有?
Has He?
很困难的时候他帮你度过,
in very hard and difficult times, He's helped you get through.
都有吧?
He probably has, right?
每一个信耶稣的人都一定有的,
every Christian who trusted in Him has had this experience.
有没有发现一个很危险的情况? 你就没事?
Did you find that you were in a very dangerous situation and all of a sudden everything turned out well?
有没有经历过?
Have you experienced this?
真的很奇怪, 那种简直就觉得完了, 没救了,
and all of a sudden you felt that there was no hope, but you're hopeless, and then all of a sudden everything turned out well. Everything was good.
再请问你,
let me ask you again another one.
有没有有的时候甚至于生病很惨, 医生都没救的时候, 神可以救你?
Perhaps you were sick and even the doctor didn't know what to do, but God saved you.
听说过吗?
Have you heard?
你不一定经验过,
you may not have to experience this, but you've heard something like this.
耶稣在每一个基督徒的身上,
Jesus in every Christian's life,
他可以给我们好多不同的恩典,
He can give us all different kinds of grace and blessings.
鼓励我们,
He can encourage us.
安慰我们,
He can comfort us.
带领我们,
lead us.
保守我们,
protect us.
他可以做好多好多的事,
He can do all of these things and more.
但是永远不要忘记,
but never forget.
那些都不是他来的主要目的,
those things are not the most important thing for him, his purpose.
他来的最重要的目的,
the most important purpose of his coming, is to save us, to deliver us from our sins.
知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
我们生命中所有的痛苦,
all the sufferings in our lives,
所有的麻烦,
all the difficulties,
跟罪恶一比,
when in comparison to sin, they're very trivial.
因为所有的麻烦和痛苦,
because of all the sin, all the sufferings and pain,
都很短,
for they're very temporary.
几十年就没了,
several decades and they're gone.
但是罪恶在我们生命中所带来的痛苦是永远,
but the pain that sin brings to our life is for eternity.
我们生命中所有其他的困难,
all the other difficulties in our lives,
耶稣帮忙,
Jesus will help.
固然好,
and they will be he'll help out.
耶稣不帮忙, 有的时候很多人也可以自己搞定的。
Even when Jesus does not help, sometimes we can take care of ourselves.
不要以为那些不信耶稣的人都每天死去活来的。
Don't believe that all those non-believers are just drowning in their difficulties.
不是的, 他们有办法搞定的。
They have their ways to take care of things.
但是有一样东西,
but there is one thing,
不信耶稣,
that the unbelievers
就没有办法搞定,
have absolutely no solution for.
就是罪,
and that is sin.
罪是一个权势,
sin is a power.
让你心里想做的善,
it causes that the goodness that you desire to do in your heart, it causes you to be unable to do them.
心里面不想干的坏事,
but all the wrong, the filthiness in your heart.
不知道为什么,
and for no reason.
你就会像一个疯子,
but you'll be as of some, as someone crazy, as a crazed.
就偏偏去做,
that you will go and do these things.
很奇怪啊,
it's very strange.
罪恶让我们去伤害我们最亲的人。
Sin causes us to hurt those who are closest to us.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
你要伤害一个不认识你,跟你不亲近的人,不是很容易的。
If you want to hurt someone that you're not too close to or not too familiar with, it's not very easy.
但是跟你最亲密的人,
but those who are closest and most intimate to you,
你很有本事让他痛苦啊,
you have many ways to cause that person to suffer a lot of pain.
这是罪恶可怕的地方。
This is what is so scary about sin.
罪恶的可怕,
sin, the scariness of sin,
是很多不信耶稣的人完全不了解。It's
something that the non-believers do not understand or know.
原谅我说,
forgive me for saying this.
我发现很多已经信耶稣的人也不知道罪恶有那么可怕。
I find that a lot of believers also do not recognize the scariness of sin.
我们常常觉得, 哎呀,
oftentimes we just feel that, oh, this is nothing.
圣经里面告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
罪的工价乃是死。
The wage of sin is death.
这不是开玩笑的。
This is not joking around.
罪恶就带下我们灵性的死亡。
Sin brings forth the death of our spirit or soul.
让我们跟良善的神彻底的隔绝。
It brings death to our spiritual life and it causes complete separation from the God who is good.
这是极为可怕的事。
This is extremely fearful, should be extremely fearful to us.
而且我们没有一个人,
and there is not one, a single one of us,
靠自己的本领,
that by our own abilities,
我们可以解决罪的后果,
that we can solve the problem, the solution to sin, that
the consequence of sin,
the consequence of sin.
我们也没有办法解决罪在我们身上的瑕疵,
and we cannot also solve the power of sin and the bondage of sin upon our lives.
你不相信你可以试试看。
If you don't believe, you can give it a shot.
如果你恨一个人,
if you hate someone,
你跟自己讲,
you can tell yourself,
不要这么笨啊,
don't be so foolish.
恨他干什么呢?
What is the point of hating someone?
你恨他就伤你的身体啊,
if you're hating that person, it's going to hurt you physically.
对他没有什么害处的呀,
there's nothing that's harming that person.
你越恨他,
the more you hate that person,
你自己越痛苦嘛,
the more you suffer.
想开一点咯,
and, you know, be more open-minded.
不要恨他咯,
don't hate that person.
诶, 我这样劝有没有用啊?
If I try to convince you this, will it help?
你告诉我有没有用?
Is this helpful?
我告诉你一点用都没有。
I tell you this is it doesn't help at all.
你跟你自己讲, 不要想。
And you tell yourself, don't think about it.
不要想。
Don't think about it.
不要想。
Don't think about it.
不要想谁啊?
Don't think about what?
你越说不要想, 你越想。
The more you tell yourself not to think about it, the more you will think about it.
我们没有办法超越罪恶在我们身上的瑕疵。
We cannot overcome the control of sin upon our lives.
我们也没有办法逃脱罪的后果。
And we also cannot escape the consequence of sin.
今天很多年轻人都不知道罪有后果了。
Many young people today do not even know that there is a consequence to sin.
很多人都觉得, 大家都这么做,
and many people feel that, oh, everyone is doing it this way.
那有什么问题呢?
Then what's the problem?
让我告诉你,
let me tell you.
再多的人这么做,
doesn't matter how many people are doing this,
都不会把一件错的事情变成对的。
They will not make something that is wrong right.
罪恶它最可怕的后果,
the most scary consequence of sin,
是日子越久, 痛苦越深。
is that as the days go by, the pain and becomes more, it increases.
它不会消失的,
it will not disappear.
它会让你越犯罪, 你就越变得邪恶,
the more sin, the more sinful you are, the more wicked you become.
而你越邪恶的时候,
and the more wicked you become, the more sinful, more sins you will commit.
罪的后果太可怕了,
the consequence of sin is extremely scary.
你没办法解决的,
this is something that you cannot solve.
如果不是耶稣基督来把我们救出来,
if it is not for our Lord Jesus Christ who came to save us from this,
我们都要死在罪恶过犯中,
all of us will die in our own sins.
有一次有一个年轻人问我,
once a young person asked me,
我可以立志啊,
there can be self-control.
我可以做好事啊,
I can do good things, good deeds.
为什么一定要信耶稣?
Why do I need to believe in Jesus?
我说我到现在为止,
up until now,
我没有见过一个人有本领可以拉着自己的头发把自己托起来,
I have not met a single person who can grab themselves by their hair and lift themselves up.
听懂了没有?
Do you understand?
你如果没有办法自己把自己从地上拉起来,
if you're unable to lift yourself up from the ground,
你怎么能够救你脱离罪恶的辖制呢?
Then how can you save yourselves from the bondage of sin?
我们要千感谢万感谢耶稣,
we need to thank him over and over again, endlessly.
因为他到地上来,
for he came to the earth,
是要把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来,
to deliver his people from sin.
这一切事的成就,
and all of these things came about,
是要应验主诫先知所说的话,
it is so that so that it is according to what the prophet has,
it might be fulfilled,
so that yeah might be fulfilled through the prophet.
我不知道我们中间有多少人知道马太在讲这句话的时候,
I don't know how many people realize that when Matthew was talking about this here,
他讲的先知是谁?
Which prophet was he referring to?
谁啊? 以赛亚? 请问各位,
which
以赛亚,
Isaiah, let me ask you,
离耶稣降生有多久?
How many years is there, what's the gap between Isaiah and Jesus, the birth of Jesus?
700年啊,
it's 700 years.
耶稣降生之前700年,
before Christ was born, 700 years,
先知以赛亚,
prophet Isaiah,
就说,
said,
必有童女怀孕,
that the virgin, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son.
人要称他的名为以马内利,
and they will call him Emmanuel.
常常有人啊,
oftentimes,
都会怀疑,
people are doubtful.
为什么要信耶稣?
Why do you need to trust in him?
为什么是耶稣?
Why Jesus?
穆罕默德有什么不好?
What's wrong with Muhammad?
释迦牟尼有什么不好?
Or the Buddha?
观世音有什么不好?
Or someone else from Asia, Asian religion.
追根究底,
when you go all the way to the root of it,
我们今天读的圣经,
the Bible that we read today,
提出两个重要的证据,
it mentions two significant evidence.
第一个是耶稣的妈妈,
first is that Jesus' mother.
请问各位, 相信不相信耶稣是 God?
Did she believe whether or not Jesus was God?
相信不相信?
Did she believe?
她不用相信, 她知道啊,
she didn't need to believe, she knew.
这个孩子怎么来的?
How did this child come about?
天使告诉她,
the angel said to her,
你要有怀孕,
for you shall be conceived. You shall
你怎么会怀孕呢?
And how did you conceive?
因为上帝要跑到你肚子来,
because God caused you to be with child.
现在真的来了,
And then now you're a child.
他知不知道这个孩子是谁?
Did she know who the child was?
他知道,
of course she knew.
别人不一定相信他,
others may not believe in her.
但他知道不知道?
But did she know?
他可清楚了,
of course she knew.
他知道的,
she knew.
你如果仔细去看玛利亚的一辈子,
if you look at her entire life, closely examine her life,
你就知道玛利亚从第一天一直到最后耶稣升天, 她都坚决地相信耶稣是God。
From the first day all the way till when Jesus was crucified until when he ascended, she firmly believed that he was God.
你不要觉得这个没什么了不起啊。
Don't feel that this is insignificant.
让我告诉你,
let me tell you this.
人类的历史上,
in the history of mankind,
从来没有一个宗教领袖的妈妈,
there is not a single a leader of any religion, his mother,
相信他儿子是上帝的,
that the mother believed that the son is God.
穆罕默德的妈妈相不相信穆罕默德是 God?
The mother of Muhammad believed that he was God?
不信,
no.
释迦牟尼的娘呢?
The Buddha's mother believed that he was God?
不信,
no.
李洪志他娘信不信啊?
So you know when the mother, I guess the mother of a communist leader.
No, 李洪志, is a cult leader.
Okay. When his mother was interviewed on Chinese television.
他说的最后一句话最经典,
his last sentence was the most interesting.
他说,
his mother said, please do not believe him. And this is come.
你找不到一个,
you will not find a single one.
你知道为什么吗?
You know why?
你想要让别人相信你是上帝,
if you want someone else to believe you that you're God,
其实只要你本事大,
as long as you're capable,
总会有人信的呀,
there will be someone out there who will believe you.
我们中间稍微年龄大一点的人,
for the older crowd here,
我们年轻的时候也不傻里傻气相信某某人是God, 对不对?
And we also were foolish in our youth and believed that someone was also God.
哎呦, 我们觉得真是了不起啊, 伟大,
and we thought that person was so great.
你们有没有讲,万岁,万岁,万万岁。
And that's what, you know, that's what we chanted in our youth.
你都知道只有神才万岁嘛, 对不对?
You know that only God is God, and only God you shall pray, worship.
人的话哪里啊, 100岁, 就是妖精了嘛, 是不是?
And if someone is, you know, they can't barely live past 100, so never mind 10,000 years.
人有办法骗别人的,
there are many ways for man to deceive others.
但是我告诉你一件事,
but let me tell you this.
你没法骗你娘,
there's no, you cannot deceive your mother.
你不相信你回家试试,
if you don't believe it, then you go ahead and try it at home.
你回去跟你娘讲,
go home and tell your mother.
你说娘,我有个秘密从来没告诉你。
And says, Mom, I have a secret I never told you about.
我是上帝啊。
I'm really God.
你看你娘怎么对你啊。
And how will your mother react?
如果是我娘啊。
If it was my mother, you know, smack me.
还你上帝的。
And you're God?
只有玛利亚。
Only Mary.
耶稣肉身的母亲。
Jesus' earthly mother.
她不是相信耶稣是 God.
Not only did she believe that Jesus was God,
她知道耶稣是 God.
She knew that Jesus was God.
我想请问你,
let me ask you.
你觉得你有比玛利亚更有资格来判别耶稣是不是 God吗?
Are you more qualified than Mary to say whether or not Jesus is God?
如果玛利亚认定耶稣是 God,
if Mary says that Jesus is God,
你有什么理由怀疑?
Then what evidence, how can you possibly doubt her? What reason do you have?
听懂了吗?
Do you understand?
全世界没有第二个母亲,
there is no other mother in the world,
知道她儿子是 God,
that knew her son is God.
只有玛利亚,
only Mary.
我们今天读的这段圣经
The Bible that we read today
另外一个很强烈的证据
This passage is the second strong evidence here
那就是耶稣的降生
It is his birth
是在他来到人间之前700年前
It was foretold 700 years before he came to earth.
写下来哦。
It was written down.
让犹太人每个礼拜读哦。
So that the Jews read it every single week.
700年。
700 years.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
不是只有这一段圣经哦。
It is not just in this passage.
耶稣在哪里出生?
Where was he born?
耶稣是什么人的后代?
Who will he be the descendant of?
他要童女怀孕。
And that he will be conceived by a virgin.
所有的这一些预言,
All of these prophecies,
每一个都在耶稣的身上应验。
And it was fulfilled, every single one of them in Christ, in Jesus.
没有第二个宗教的领袖。
There is no other religious leader out there.
在他出生之前
，that before he was even born，
有可证实的文件。
There's documented proof.
说到有一天他会来。
That speaks of one of his coming. That foretold of his coming.
在哪里出生
？And where he was going to be born.
什么人的后代
and who his forefathers will be
并且用什么方式来到人间
and the method of his birth or the process of his birth
没有
there is no other
你找不到
you will not find it
所以如果耶稣不是上帝
so if Jesus is not God
你就找不到上帝了
then you will not find God
但是更稀奇的
but what's more amazing
是这一位神
It is that this God
这一位奇妙的神
This amazing God
他为什么要来
And what is his purpose of his coming
人要称他的名为以马内利
For he shall be called They will call him Emmanuel
以马内利翻出来
When you translate this word Emmanuel
就是神与我们同在
It means God with us
我一开始说过了
In the beginning, I mentioned.
你要看神啊。
If you want to see God.
你很危险。
It's you're in a danger.
因为神不好看的呀。
Because God is not cannot be easily seen.
就好像核弹要爆的时候，你最好不要看。
It's just like when an exploding atom bomb, you should not look at it.
你躲得越远越好。
The farther away you are from it, the better it is.
太可怕。
It's too scary.
因为神是。无限大的能量
For God has infinite power
但是这么伟大的上帝
But such an infinite and powerful God
他决定要跟我们在一起
Such an awesome God He decides that He wants to be with us
他喜欢跟我们亲近
He desires to be close to us
这是一个让人难以明白的事情
This is something that man cannot understand
很多年轻的小女孩
many young ladies
特别是如果再长得漂亮一点
especially the prettier ones
她们常常不能够明白
they often do not understand
有人喜欢跟我们在一起是什么稀奇的事
that what's so strange about people wanting to be around us
她总觉得很多人都喜欢跟我在一起啊
And they feel that people like to be around them.
我跟这些女孩子讲。
When I tell these girls.
我说让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
喜欢跟你在一起的人。
People like to be around you.
是因为不知道你的内心。
It's because they don't know what you're like inside.
相信不相信?
Do you believe?
人真知道你里面的内心有多邪恶。
If they really can see how wicked your inside is.
骄傲。
That there's pride,
嫉妒,
and there's envy,
贪心,
there's
greed,
小
心眼,
and there's narrow-mindedness.
谁喜欢跟你在一起啊?
Who would like to be around you?
而且我跟这些年轻的女孩子讲,
and I often tell these girls,
现在还有人喜欢跟你在一起啊?
And there are people who like to be around you now, today.
别急啊,
don't worry.
等你到我这个年龄看看谁要跟你在一起。
When you get to my age, see who wants to be around you.
听懂了没有?
Do you understand?
上帝啊,
God,
我们有什么好?
What goodness is in us?
我们有什么东西吸引他?
What is there in us that attracts him?
让他愿意跟我们在一起,
so that he desires to be with us.
跟我们在一起,
to God be with us.
这句话它的意义,
the meaning of this phrase,
其实很丰富,
it's very full, it's very abundant.
可不可以多讲十分钟? 可以吗? 谢谢。
This being God with us is not just every day He will meet you. And you know that you see a bunch of people when they're together, they're not really together. Do you know what I mean?
你没见过吗?
You know, have you ever seen this?
现在年轻人一大堆的。
There are a lot of what happens to youth all the time today.
十几个年轻人坐在一个桌子上。
There are 10 or so youth sitting together at a table.
每一个人都看自己的手机,
and every one of them is staring at their own cell phones.
他们有没有在一起啊?
Are they together?
没有的, 他们坐在一起,
they're sitting together, but then they're not really together.
你知道什么叫在一起吗?
Do you know what it means to be together?
真正要在一起啊,
to truly be together.
真的要与我们同在啊,
to truly be with us.
这包括了全然的接纳。
It encompasses such a
complete acceptance.
Complete acceptance. Today, a lot of husband and wives. That they've been married for many, many years. That they could not be next to each other, be together with each other. I often say this.
I often overheard this.
哎呀,他改不了的啦。That he will never change.
听懂那句话背后的话吗?
Do you understand the meaning behind that phrase?
没有全然的接纳。There
is no acceptance.
无可奈何。There
is there's no patience. There's
真正在一起,
to truly be together.
全然的了解。It's
a complete understanding, complete to completely know the other person.
你不知道他在想什么,
if you don't know what the person is thinking of,
你不知道他的感受,
if you don't know what his experience or his feelings,
你怎么能够跟他一起来体会他的感觉?
Then how can you experience his feeling or understand his feelings with him?
你知道人会觉得孤单的,
you know that man will feel lonely.
你年龄稍微大一点点,
when you get a little bit older,
你就越来越会发觉人很容易孤单,
you will find that it becomes easier and easier for us to feel lonely.
孤单不是表示你身边没有人哦,
loneliness does not mean that there's no one around you.
是你越来越发觉别人不了解你,
is that the more and more you realize that people do not understand you.
有谁会了解你?
Who understands you?
有谁真的 care about you? 关心你?
Who truly cares about you?
有谁会完全的接纳你?
Who will truly accept you?
这叫做神与人同在。
And this is what it means, God with us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
神给我们极大的恩典,
God has given to us such tremendous grace.
就是这一位无限大的神,
it is that this infinite God,
他完全了解我们,
He completely understands us.
他非常非常的在乎我们。
He completely cares about us.
并且他愿意全然的接纳我们。
And he is willing to accept us.
这叫做爱。
And this is love.
这叫做爱。
This is love.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
所以他来做人。
And that is why he came to earth to be a man.
是要来更多的了解我们。
To know us more, to know us better.
让我们知道他关心我们。
And also to cause us to know that he cares for us.
让我们知道他接纳我们。
So that we know that he accepts us.
几个礼拜以前。
Several weeks ago.
我去带领一个退休会。
I was leading a retreat.
在那个退休会里面。
Within the retreat.
有些牧师。
There were some pastors there.
有一些大学的教授。
And there were some college professors.
在我跟他们的聚会的里面。
In my fellowship with them.
神给我一个很强烈的感动。
God causes me to have a very strong burden.
要让我告诉他们。
He wanted me to tell them.
他们没有办法做任何的事让上帝多爱他们一点点。
That there is nothing that more that they can do to cause God to love them more, a little, even a little bit.
他们也没有本领做任何一点点的事让上帝少爱他们一点点。
And there is nothing that they can do to cause God to love them a little bit less.
所以我就告诉他们。
So let me tell you.
我就告诉他们。
So I told them.
我做梦都没有想到。
In my dreams, I never thought
聚会完了,
that after the gathering,
有好几个,
that many of them
告诉我,
came to me and told me
他不相信,
that they don't believe.
弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗?
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
我们从小长得这么大,
we grew up all the way from our youth till now.
有的时候连父母都不接纳我们了。
Sometimes our parents will not even receive us or accept us.
你就不能像你姐姐一样吗?
Then why can't you be like your sister?
啊，你看看别人家小孩为什么那么乖?
Why can't you be like this other person's? Why they're so, you know, obedient?
我们从小就被人家告诉我们。
From our youth till now, people tell us.
我们不够好。
That we're not good enough.
我们需要改变。
That we need to change.
否则我们的父母不爱我们。
Otherwise, our parents would not love us.
你在学校。
If you're, when you're in school.
你表现不够好。
If you're not good.
你就是 nobody.
Then you're nobody.
你在公司也是如此。
It's likewise when you're at work.
只有在神的面前。
Only when you're before God.
你不需要做任何的事。
You don't need to do anything.
你不能够做任何的事。
There's nothing you can do
让他多爱你一点
that can cause him to love you a little bit more
因为他全然的爱你
because he already completely loves you
你不能够做任何一点事
there is nothing that you can do
让他少爱你一点
that can cause him to love you a little bit less
因为他对你的爱是无条件的
because his love is unconditional
以马内利
Emmanuel
这是一个何等宝贵的名字。
What a precious name this is.
无限大的上帝。
That the infinite God.
居然如此的爱上我们这些不配的人。
That he will love us who are unworthy of his love.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and wear a prayer.
天父，我们真的不明白。
Heavenly Father, we truly do not understand.
你为什么这样子爱我
？That why do you love us so?
你肯甘心情愿的让主耶稣基督来到这个罪恶的世界
？That you're so willing to for Jesus to come to this wicked world.
让他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
That for our sins he crucified on the cross.
为的是救我们脱离罪恶。
Just so that we may be delivered from our sins.
你不只是要救我们脱离罪恶，
not only will you deliver us from our sins,
你还愿意以马内利，
but you are also willing, Emmanuel,
你跟我们在一起，
to be with us,
你了解我们，
you understand us,
你在乎我们，
you care concern for us,
你接纳我们，
you receive us,
你是我们随时的帮助，
you are our constant help,
我们感谢赞美你，
Lord, we thank and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.